and given it to Brad. Really enjoyed the singing both this morning and tonight as well. We have a number of visitors with us, and we're glad for your presence, and we are grateful that you're here. The lesson tonight is going to be in many ways different from what I would normally present at any other service, but yet at the same time, what I'm going to do is something that I feel like the congregation here needs. As we think about the church that meets here, it's been interesting to me over the last number of weeks, months rather, as we've looked at different works, and we see works that we're supporting, and we see as they send us a written report, and we put them up in the back there, and we go back there and we read them. It's interesting as you go down through there that the men who write are analyzing several different things in the work, and then they're sending a report to us about what's going on in the work. And we then read it and we ask questions if they're among us. We take an interest in the different things that are taking place. What I would like to do tonight is take a look at ourselves in that light. I would like for us to look at the work that is going on here at Pepper Road and analyze the work that is going on here at Pepper Road and try to do a true and honest self-evaluation of the things that are taking place. As we do that, here's what I want you to be thinking about if you're a part of this group. I want you to be asking yourself, how do I fit into this? We're going to talk about some positive things. We're going to talk about some negative things. We're going to talk about some plans, hopefully, for the future. And the question that I want each of us to ask ourselves as we enter into this discussion tonight is, am I contributing to those positive things? Am I contributing to those negative things? And what am I going to do to be a more active part of the work that is taking place here? As I think about the positive things that have happened to this congregation over the last number of years, and that's the scope that I intend to look at tonight, the first thing that comes to my mind is the appointment of elders and deacons. In so many ways, that was a tremendous milestone for this group, as we pointed out even as we were appointing these men to serve in those positions. It's something that I believe we had worked towards for years, and I know that before I began working with Pepper Road, Pepper Road had tried to appoint elders and had failed, and the process had not been successful. Well, I'm not going to say it hadn't been successful at that point. It hadn't come to completion at that point of the appointment of elders and deacons. It was interesting to me as we went through this process at the smooth way in which that process took place. I believe that what we saw during that period of time was a point where we had matured tremendously in the work that is going on here, and the work here is to be commended for that, and truly we look on that as something that is terribly positive in so many ways. I would like to say, as I have in the past, that the men who were appointed are fulfilling their roles, and I believe are doing a truly outstanding job in their service to this congregation. And one of the things that is the most encouraging to me, so many times when you go through a process like that and you get done, there's kind of this sense of relief and all that kind of stuff, and then a little while down the road you're looking back and you're going, oh man, what have we done? And that is absolutely not the case here. These men were ready, and they are doing a truly outstanding job. And for that, we should be so very thankful. When I think about the positive things that have taken place here over the last number of years, I think about the number of baptisms that have taken place. So many of those baptisms have been on the part of a lot of our young people. Some of them are gone today. But we could almost go around this room and point to different ones who 2-3 years ago were not members of the body of Jesus Christ. But now they are. It's been interesting to me to watch these young people as I have had them back there in that class, and the class that Freed started and then I took over, to see the interest that they're taking in serving God, to see the good attitude that they're showing as they begin their lives really in so many ways as a Christian, and they're beginning to walk that road. That just, there are a few things that are as encouraging as those, as seeing those kinds of things. And as I look at these young men and young women who have come to Jesus Christ over the last number of years, it's encouraging to see the influence of godly parents on their children. And that's what we're seeing. And those children, we have such a bright future with those young people that we have. And may we continue to be an encouragement to them, as undoubtedly they are to us. But it's been more than young people. We have had some who have come in from different places who have come and have begun meeting with the church here and studying from the Word of God, and over the course of time have been baptized into Jesus Christ. You know, as you go around and you talk with different people, I was with, we were in Atlanta on Thursday, and Friday morning I got to go over to Sewell and Kaneda's, and I got to spend a good bit of time with Sewell, which is highly unusual. And I was talking with him, and I was asking him how the church was there, and he said, things seem to be going real well, but he goes, we're not converting anybody. And I think that's the case in a lot of areas where there are just no new converts to Jesus Christ. And that's an indication, I think, that Christians may not be out there teaching and working with others the way that we should. And as I look around tonight, I see people sitting right here who just a few years ago were not members of the body of Jesus Christ. But as a result of the efforts of the group here now, they are. And that's a truly wonderful thing. As I look around, while some of them are out of town, I see a lot of new families. I see families who have joined this group over the last number of years, and I consider that a very positive thing. As I think about that, I think that in so many ways they have been a blessing. But at the same time, when you have people coming in to an established group, and they come in from the outside and they begin worshiping with a group, that poses some challenges to the group that was there prior to them coming. There is the challenge of getting the group to gel and to mix and all those different things in the way that it should. And it's been interesting to me to watch over the last number of years as I believe that very thing has taken place. I would like to say that I believe the families that have come in so many ways are responsible for that. But yet at the same time, that nucleus who was here has such a major part in that as well. It's been interesting to see the hospitality that's taken place on the part of so many of those new families who have come in. They are showing us the way. They are helping us to be better than what we perhaps were before, and we need to be thankful to them for the strength that they have helped to bring and add to the group that meets here. When I think about positive things about the work here, I think about our contributions. And as I say that, I don't even so much say it in the monetary sense, though that has helped us in so many ways, but just the concept of seeing a group of this size, who is willing to give the way this group is willing to give. It is impressive to me, again, as you go to different places and you see what's going on in different places, in so many ways the work that is going on right here, we are giving in a very, very good way. And that has helped us tremendously. We have been able to take on additional support. The men that we support, and Steve mentioned those men in his prayer, most of them we're supporting over $1,000 a month. And many of them a good bit more than that. If you remember a few weeks ago, and Freed asked me to mention this, even in light of this sermon, a few weeks ago Dennis Allen was here. And I'll just tell you what I thought, and I've already told the elders. Dennis, I was back there talking to him after the service, and he was going to meet with Freed and David that night. And he was standing back there, and I was asking him about his work and asking him about his support and all this kind of stuff. He said, well, it looks like I'm going to lose probably somewhere around $800 in support. And I knew he was fixing to head to the back. And I just wanted to get free and say, the guy's about to lose $800 worth of support. You know, this may be something we need to look at. They did. And I'm happy to announce that at this point, if I have these figures correct, we've picked up at least $300 with the possibility of picking up the rest of that, the $500 balance, to pick up a total of $800 in Dennis Allen's support in the work in Brazil. That's on top of the money that we're already sending for the printing of the materials and the translation of materials. We couldn't do that if it weren't for the willingness of this group to be giving their means each first day of the week to support the kind of things that are going on. That's a great thing. And as we think about that, that's something we need to continue to work on. I think about the building and our addition to the classrooms and the finishing of the auditorium. We've been able to already pay for those things so that we could further send the money that we have off to men who are working in other parts of the country and other parts of the world. And the church here is to be commended for the good work that we are doing in those different areas. When I look at the positive things about this work, I think about the new babies. And there are a bunch of them. And the thing about it is there's more on the way. I remember when Emily was born, and BJ and I went up to the hospital, and we were looking through the window, and Emily was real cute. And Tony was standing there. I said, Tony, you know what I see when I look in there and I see Emily? He goes, what? I said, competition. And that's not a problem. The fact that we have so many new babies and young children who were babies just a few short years ago is a real blessing that we have here. It shows us, as we look forward to others who are on the way, it shows us that there is tremendous potential for the future of this congregation if these children are raised as God would have them to be raised. So many who are sitting right here tonight have taken on a new challenge within just the last few years that may be the greatest challenge of their life. And it excites me to see those who have taken on that challenge as they are doing what I believe to be just an excellent job in so many cases of bringing up their children in the way that God would have them to. When I think about positive things, and we have stamped this one very well tonight, I think about the singing at Pepper Road. You know, it's interesting, I think, that as you look at a group of people, and I heard somebody say this when they were visiting our services, they say, you can tell a lot about a group by the way they sing. And I got to thinking about that, and that's the truth. Man, you go in some places, and it's as dead as a doorknob, and it's not because of the acoustics, though that's what they would like to blame it on. And just because the singing at Pepper Road is good, it's not just because of the acoustics, though that may have a little something to do with it. When a group enjoys singing together and enjoys being together and raising their voices in song the way we do on such a consistent basis, that's a sign that there's life. It's a sign that there's strength. It's a sign that there's hope for the group that meets here. As I look at the positive things, there are other things that I could mention. I think that overall we see just tremendous hope and tremendous potential for the future. But at the same time, this would not be a complete report, let me put it that way, if I didn't mention some of the things that I see as being negatives. When I think of some of the negative things that I'm seeing here at this point and have seen over the last few years, I believe in some cases I see some complacency. And as I think about that, you hate to say it, but at the same time, I think sometimes it's good for us to sit back and do an honest evaluation. I believe there may be a few that are in many ways going through the routine, who are in some way have hit this stride in their Christianity where everything is kind of status quo. There's not a lot of attempt at growth in some cases, and that's something we've got to fight. Let me give you a sign that I think we're seeing, and this is one that one of the elders mentioned to me, and I would like to use it in that way. Chris Duke has been responsible for getting together the list of teachers, and as I look over this group and I think about those who are here, those who are away tonight, there are so many who have the ability to be teaching in these Bible classes that we have on a Sunday morning and on Wednesday night. But it's interesting, as Chris comes around and when he's finally trying to work out this schedule, he's pulling his hair out trying to get enough teachers in any given quarter. That's not to our praise. As we think about that, and we think about what we're dealing with and the fact that we have an opportunity to spread the Word of God to somebody else and to help somebody else come to a greater understanding of the Word of God, the question I think that we need to ask ourselves is, why would I turn him down? And those times when I have turned him down, what was my reasoning behind turning him down? And I think in many ways this is directed to the men of this group. I want you to think about that. We never need to find ourselves in a situation where we have grown content with our service to the Lord. We never need to find ourselves in a position where we're complacent, where we're content with the status quo, and that's where we are, and that's fine, and as long as I continue here, everything should be all right. We must be constantly striving to improve ourselves, and as I said, I think we need to think about if we have grown in some ways complacent. When I think about negatives, I believe that as I look among this group, I see some worldliness. And somebody may look and say, who in the world is he talking about? I'll just tell you, I don't care where you go, I think you're going to see some of this, because Satan's got a hold of some people. And as I look out and I see teaching that is being done, and I see lessons that I have preached and that others have preached, and they've been preached over and over and over again, and you still see people engaged in the same activities, saying the same things, doing the same things, you know that Satan has a grip. That's worldliness. When we look around and we see, and these are things that I talk about on such a consistent basis, but we look at the dress, we look at the places we go, we look at the activities we find ourselves involved in, may we fight worldliness with every fiber of our being. Because the minute Satan gets a hold of one of us, that influence spreads throughout the whole group. The old saying in the New Testament, a little leaven leavens the whole lump, certainly is true when it comes to those kind of things. When I think about negatives, as I look over this group, I see what I have just put in my notes is what I would call some attendance problems. What do I mean by that? I mean that I think there are some here who are allowing work to interfere with their service to God. They find themselves on a consistent and a regular basis, not at the services of the church, because their job has taken them away from that. It seems to me that on the part of some, I've seen a lack of realization of the importance of worshiping God. And I think we see this especially during a time when we're having a meeting. I remember when I first came to Pepper Road, the services during a meeting and the attendance during a meeting would be just as many here as were here on Sunday morning. And unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. As we think about worship, as we talk this morning, it must be in spirit and in truth. God planned worship for the Christian. He planned it for us as a way for us to renew ourselves and to revitalize ourselves and to realize who we are and who we're dealing with and all those different things. And when we miss worshiping God, we're missing such a vitally important part of Christianity. And to think that there may be some who on a continuous and regular basis find themselves with interference for whatever reason, I think that's a weakness. I think that's something we need to work on. And we need to look at ourselves and make sure that we are attending the services as we should. As I think about plans for the future, I think about several different things. The first thing that I think about is that we continue our teaching. As I said, we have many new converts among us, whether they be some of our young people, whether they be others. We have new converts, and we need to be continuing working to develop their knowledge of the Word of God. As we think about teaching, we need to be continuing teaching each other and building in each other the strength and the knowledge that we need to have. We need to be focusing on some of these areas that perhaps I've just talked about. And we need to be paying close attention to the Word of God and what He would have us to be. We need to be working, I think, towards one-on-one efforts in our teaching. What we get here at the building is not going to be enough. Home studies. Sitting down with people across the table from each other as we study the Word of God is a wonderful thing. I want to talk for just a minute about emphasis. Our emphasis in our teaching needs to be on teaching the Word of God. We don't need to be emphasizing some kind of superficial knowledge of God and who He is and where He lives and all these different things, though those things are important. But we need to delve into the Word of God and truly come to an understanding of who He is, what He would have us to be, and the life that He has laid out for us. That emphasis doesn't need to just start when a child or a person is 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. That needs to start with the very youngest of our children in our classes. May we as teachers, as we look to those classes that we will be teaching, may we be sure that the material that we're presenting to these students that will be in our classes that is truly from the Word of God, that the emphasis is on teaching them about the Bible and about the teachings of the Bible, so that as they grow, their knowledge is what it ought to be. When I think about plans for the future, I think about the fact that we need to just keep on encouraging each other. the relationship that we have here as a congregation of God's people is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And as I walk in this building and as we leave this building after the services, as we see each other, as we mingle with each other, we see a warmth among the group here that I think is in many ways a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's better than just about anywhere else I've ever been. There is no question in my mind that as I look out over this group and as I see you interacting with each other, that we truly do love each other. We need to continue to encourage each other as we work together, that we continue to develop the love that we have, that we develop that even to a further level, that we continue to grow in these things. Not that we ever find ourselves growing complacent about it, but rather that we continue working, we continue encouraging, we continue developing in our love and our admiration for each other. We need to keep encouraging each other to be teaching the lost. This is a job that each one of us has as an individual. And may we not ever shirk that tremendous responsibility that has been given to us by God. When I think about plans for the future, I think about the fact that we need to keep focusing on heaven. If I do nothing else while I'm here, and I know the elders would say the same thing, as they serve among us, we've got to keep our eyes focused on eternity. We cannot allow our eyes to become distracted by the things of this life, as it's so easy to do, but rather we must be living lives that are in tune with what lies beyond the grave. We must be sure that we're looking forward to being with God, that we don't approach eternity with any kind of dread, but rather we approach eternity with hope for what lies beyond. And if nothing else is accomplished, I hope that this group learns and looks forward to the time when we meet with God. That's what this is all about. That's what the goal of a Christian is to come to that point where we finally are with Him. As I think about the things that I've just said, I want to make a few summarizing remarks. As I look at the church here, I think that this is probably, well, I don't think there's any probably about it. I believe this is the best group of people that I've ever had the privilege to worship with. I believe that there is more strength among this group of people than any other group of people that I've been blessed to work with. As I look at the future of this congregation, the future looks tremendously bright. As I said, we see the young and we see the babies that have been born, and we see the strength in those couples who now have children who are growing up and are now teenagers, and we can look to them and they help us and they provide the example that we need for them to provide. In so many ways, we have such a balanced mix here, and that's something we do not need to take for granted. I believe we have some of the best families on the face of the earth. We've been blessed with strong leadership. We've been blessed with youth. And as we put all these things together and we look at the blessings that have been given to us by God, may we not become so dependent on those blessings that we fail to realize the need to continue advancing in His service. We've got to continue working, laboring, striving to be the very best that we can possibly be. We don't need to sit around being dependent on somebody else to carry the load for me. I need to look at myself and say, what can I do to better the work that is going on at Pepper Road? This group of people is made up of individuals. And a church is only as strong as the individual members that make it up. And may we never forget that. May we dedicate ourselves, and may each of us make an individual decision that whatever I need to do to make this work better, that's exactly what I'm going to do. May we daily strive to be what God would have us to be in every walk of life. As we think about heaven and we think about the church and we think about where we hope to go, the opportunity lies before anybody who is here to be a part of the body of Christ. You have the opportunity to come to Jesus, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith in Him, and becoming a child of His. And that's a tremendous blessing provided to us by God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I want each of us, as I said at the very beginning, to look at ourselves. How have I fit into this summarization of the work at Pepper Road? Where have I contributed? To the positive or to the negative or to both? And what do I need to be doing to change myself to be in accordance with the will of God? If you're here tonight and you need to respond to the invitation, we hope you'll do so as we stand and as we sing.